Several political commentators and ordinary Zimbabweans are backing Ms. Mujuru and her grouping in an attempt to wrestle power from ZANU-PF, which has ruled the country since independence from British rule in 1980. They say instability in major political parties and the two factions of the Movement for Democratic Change present her a clear chance to claim power in a first poll outside the ruling party. Great Zimbabwe media lecturer Golden Maunganize says Zimbabwe People First is attracting huge crowds in Masvingo province and stands a better chance of doing well in the forthcoming elections. He adds that chances are high that disgruntled people from other political parties will join her when she eventually launches a political party. Independent political commentator Blessing Vava also believes that Ms. Mujuru will do well in the next crucial elections. But others, like former ZANU-PF lawmaker Themba Muliswa, who was expelled from ZANU-PF at the same time with Ms. Mujuru, thinks that she would have a tough time to market herself given her strong links to ZANU-PF.
From the corruption in ZANU-PF, how do you then exonerate yourself from it? The diamonds, some of them are mentioned in it. Yes, when you were in power and when you were acting, who did you fire for being corrupt? Questions will be asked by the electorate. They'll want to know. It's a credibility issue. It's an issue which has brought the country down.
Independent political commentator Viv Tigwede concurs, noting that only those people that resigned from ZANU-PF stand a better chance of doing well in elections.
Maybe Mujuru has to first prove herself. We have seen her posing in photographs with the people, but posing is not the same as rallying. So she hasn't held any rally at the moment. So one, there is the issue of the ideology that she is pursuing. There is also the issue of the heritage, the political heritage that she carries on her back.
Zimbabwe Democracy Institute Director Pei Sairwanya cautions against seeing Ms. Mujuru as a messiah, saying people should learn from the 2008 elections in which Mavambo Kusile Dawn party leader Simba Makoni, despite high expectations, came third after Tsvangirai and Mugabe. He said the best way for the opposition is a coalition.
So the messiah is Mujuru, Tsvangirai, Biti, Welshman, and others that are complaining about Mugabe coming together to work as a group. So the messiah is in a coalition of Democrats, people who believe that this country needs political redemption from Mugabe's 36 years of failed economic and political leadership.
In her clearest signal that she is ready to participate in elections, Ms. Mujuru registered a party with the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission last Friday, though the party is yet to be officially launched. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.